From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
By control, finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Good throw. It's got it. Barkley, good throw in overtime.
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish plus +5 in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton, but an exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making is a reality. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. It is Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. And very appropriate that we have the NHL open today for the Bulletin Blitz, because Florida might be two games away from going back to the Stanley Cup and defending their championship. Maybe get another one, make it two in a row as they knock off the Carolina Hurricanes 5-0.
Are we going to get a Stanley Cup rematch here?
It's very well. Edmonton will have to show up in game two because they got smoked. And if we have time, I'll get to them in a little bit. But let's start off the Bulletin Blitz here with Josh Kroenke. He's the president of the Denver Nuggets. You might recognize his last name, his father Stan, who owns many sports teams, including the Denver Nuggets. That's why he's the president. And this was a no-brainer decision. He says that they're going to promote David Ellman to full-time coach.
I think that the way the group really rallied around him, and not only a different voice but a different style of communication, was fantastic to see. And so we're really excited about him, both what he's shown over the last 6 weeks and then having a full summer, a full training camp, and a full year to get things under his belt before we go back at it again this time next year.
You almost couldn't not do it. He earned it. He took over for a team. They fired Michael Malone because they didn't think he was going to get him out of, you know, the play-in tournament, if that's what it was going to happen for them. But they fired him. He wins the last few games. They move on. And it's kind of like what happened with the Raiders and Antonio Pierce, where a guy took over as an interim. And then he does pretty good, and you gotta see if that's going to continue or not. He did the job that you're going to be interviewing people to do. Tell me how you would do this job. Well, for Edelman, he says, I just did it. And I took the Thunder, the, I would say at this point, presumptive Western Conference champions, to game seven. Now, he's been there for a handful of years, and he was an assistant under Michael Malone, but sometimes that's all it takes. Now, I don't know if he's going to have a longer leash. We saw with Antonio Pierce that he did not, that, okay, we gave you a chance, and now we're going to move on. You earned your chance, so yeah, let's go, but it's clear in Kroenke's comments that they think they have a championship roster, so the pressure is going to be on Edelman to deliver a championship. Now, Kroenke's probably wrong. They've got guys that did not show out in the playoffs, Michael Porter Jr., to be specific. But we'll see. And they don't have a lot of avenue to make any other great changes. So I don't know. You're going to get your shot, and then you're going to slowly float back down the river. The river of mediocrity will get you once again, as it's doing to many teams, I think, here across the league.
Yeah, maybe it benefits Edelman to not win a title anyway, because, you know, as you can see with your predecessor and pretty much every coach of the last 5 years, you win a championship, you're getting fired within 2 years anyway. So, you know, maybe lose and you'll get to be able to be in a job a little bit longer. Let's go to the choke heard around the world yesterday, and that was the Knicks blowing a 17-point lead to the Pacers. Pacers wound up tying it in regulation. They win in overtime 138-135 to take a 1-0 series lead. Halliburton led Indiana with 31 points and 11 assists. But it was Aaron Nesmith whose 20 points in the fourth quarter helped lead the charge in order for the Pacers to tie it in regulation. Here he is talking about how it feels to be locked in down the stretch.
It's unreal. It's probably the best feeling in the world for me. I love it. Like, when that basket feels like an ocean and anything you toss up, you feel like it's going to go in. It's just so much fun.
Only six other players have made six threes in one quarter of a playoff game. Nesmith did it last night in the fourth quarter. Antoine Walker did it in 2002. Damian Lillard did it in 2021. Those were both second quarter outbursts. Devin Booker did it in 21. Michael Porter Jr. did it in 2021, as did Bojan Bogdanovic. Steph did it in 2022 in an NBA Finals game. These were all first quarter appearances. Nobody's done it in the fourth quarter. Nobody's done what you saw him do yesterday. Nobody's ever done that in a playoff game. Six threes in just one quarter. And then again, nobody's ever done what the Pacers have done. 4 17-point comebacks in this playoffs. The most by any team in a single postseason, going back to 1998. 3 7-point comebacks in the final minute of this playoff. That's only happened four times.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pacers have done it three of those four times. Pretty remarkable stuff. Game two tomorrow night.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And, you know, it's the type of loss that can really snatch the souls of the Knicks. And if they want to avoid an 0-2 hold on to Indiana, Jalen Brunson says the team needs to move on from this loss quickly.
I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be thinking about it, but I think our mindset has to be short-term memory. Just from, like, the disappointment part. Obviously, we got to learn from what we did, but the short-term memory comes from the disappointment and discouragement of how we lost last night. So I'm just going to be ready to go.
You know what else is going to be affected by this is the Knicks crowd. The Knicks had a very good crowd throughout these playoffs. They had a very good crowd on Wednesday night. But even if they go up and have any sizable lead, you will feel the nervousness throughout that building. You will feel everybody be tense and not be able to celebrate until it's over. So I don't know that we're going to get as raucous of a crowd as the Garden has been giving us, because they know that a 17-point lead is not safe against these Indiana Pacers.
No, I think they'll have very tight posteriors until the final buzzer. Let's switch gears. Let's go to the NFL. Brock Purdy, he got paid this week. So, you know, all eyes are going to be on him. He's the guy in San Francisco now. Bails him out from that Trey Lance draft pick that they made and gave him away for a fourth. You know, but, you know, whatever. That's San Francisco. Apparently, they have a horseshoe up their butt. Brock Purdy, however, he takes a look at the rest of the roster and he sees, hey, I've lost a couple of teammates this offseason.
Obviously, I was finding out just like everybody else with my teammates leaving and going to other teams and places, and I was extremely happy for them getting paid and all that kind of stuff. But I also understand that, man, that's the nature of the sport. It's a business, and players go to different places and stuff, and you got to bring in new guys and build up a new culture and team, and that's part of it. But I didn't get consumed by it. Obviously, it does, you know, suck when you've built up this brotherhood. And, you know, Dre Greenlaw was my locker room partner and right next to me, and then now he's gone, and it's like, man, you know, that stinks. But it's part of the game. So I'm still trying to comprehend it a little bit.
I would be gleeful every time that I saw another guy leave because the 49ers weren't going to pay him, because that would mean more money for me. So Brock Purdy, you put that no trade clause in there. He's not going anywhere. That's their guy. I think the Niners did what they had to do, and we'll see how it pans out.
All right, let's go to, you know what? Canada, this one's for you. Or maybe not, because it didn't work out in your favor. The Stars will lead in the Western Conference Final after they rallied to a 6-3 win. They came into the third period down 3-1, but penalties galore. A couple of power play opportunities got Dallas up to 4-3, and then a couple of empty netters. That's where you get your total there, 6-3. Head coach Peter DeBoer says the guys, they responded in the third.
Guys responded. We got fortunate. We got some power play goals. Happy for our power play. I mean, it took a lot of heat last year at this point of the year. And was the difference tonight for us, so it's great.
You know, I have a lot that I normally would get in here to break it down, but unfortunately, it is the end of the hour.
Yeah, that automatic break just sneaks up on you.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.